USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
German Chancellor Olaf Scholz and French President Emmanuel Macron was on the phone with their Russian counterpart Vladimir Putin for more than an hour, pushing for an immediate ceasefire. But a French official says Putin did not show a willingness to end the war. Scholz and Macron echoed a statement from Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky, who said negotiations must begin with a suspension of hostilities. Zelensky, during a briefing, said negotiating teams had now started discussing concrete topics as opposed to trading ultimatums. He said about 1,300 Ukrainian troops had been killed since Russia invaded his country. He also said the conflict meant some small Ukrainian towns no longer exist. The Texas Supreme Court stopped the last challenge to the state's law that practically banned abortions in the Lone Star State. The Dow finished its fifth straight week with losses, losing more than 200 points Friday. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, folks. This is Wayne Allyn-Root. I know you've heard me talk about the Liberty Projects and their wonderful website, VetsAndHorses.com. They are headquartered at Shiloh Ranch here in Southern Nevada. Shiloh Ranch was the late actor Tony Curtis's horse rescue ranch. The Liberty Projects purchased the property and has repurposed it for multiple military vet programs, including rescuing and training wild Mustangs. The program is so successful, they're turning away veterans who need help, and we can't let that continue. J.P. Hoffman and his family and friends have been keeping the program alive from their very own pockets. I just learned that they need to raise $250,000 immediately to continue full operations. I told J.P. he could always count on Team Root. We can't let any veteran be turned away, ever. 100% of all donations are used for the program and only the program to help vets and horses. Government does very little for vets. It's up to us. Help fund this great organization at VetsAndHorses.com. That's VetsAndHorses.com.
An Ohio police officer has been cleared of criminal wrongdoing in the shooting of a teenager. 16-year-old Makia Bryant was shot and killed by Columbus police officer Nicholas Reardon as she swung a knife at a young woman. Police were responding to a call to Bryant's foster home about a group of girls threatening to stab other housemates. The killing has led to a Justice Department review of the Columbus Police Department. Children trying to enter the United States will no longer be denied a chance to seek asylum. The change from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention was announced late Friday. It said that expulsion of unaccompanied non-citizen children is not warranted to protect public health. The change comes ahead of a court order that would have allowed the Biden administration to expel unaccompanied children seeking asylum under Title 42, which was introduced in March of 2020 in the early days of the pandemic. Singer Tracy Braxton has died. The 50-year-old had been fighting esophageal cancer. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Gunsmoke,
Fort Laramie.
Have gun, will travel.
Frontier gentlemen.
Luke Slaughter of Tombstone.
The greatest radio shows of all time. Classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On many of these radio stations or online, just search for Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. That's Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox.
More people are joining the fight against Russia.
More foreign fighters are joining the Ukrainian fight against the invading Russian army. As Ukrainian refugees fled the war-torn country into Poland, an elite Canadian sniper went the other way, entering Ukraine in the middle of the night. Simply known as Wally, he gave an interview with the Canadian Broadcasting Corporation shortly before leaving.
I want to help them because they want to be free, basically. It's as simple as that.
Wally is a former member of the elite Royal 22E Regiment of Canada. He also served in both Iraq and Afghanistan, as well as joining Kurdish fighters to battle ISIS. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Police in Florida have made an arrest in connection with fentanyl overdoses that involves five cadets from the U.S. Military Academy. No specifics were offered by investigators into the suspect involved in the case of six men and a woman overdosing on fentanyl-laced cocaine. They were taken to hospitals on Thursday. Officials say two people were critically ill and on ventilators. The rest were in good or stable condition. At least one had been released from the hospital. The Museum of Modern Art in New York City was evacuated Saturday after two people were stabbed inside. The victims were transported to the hospital. Their injuries were not expected to be life-threatening. NYPD had closed off the area to conduct their investigation. Actors John Travolta, Mila Kunis, and Wesley Snipes are among the latest set of celebrities to be added to the Oscars telecast on ABC in a couple of weeks. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.